Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. Braves up in Philly. Bottom of the sixth, it's 3-2. I only mention this because Ronald Acuna was not in the starting lineup today. As a matter of fact, Stuart Fairchild was in the lineup. It has not been officially announced, but it looked like he dislocated his right pinky on a slide when he was caught stealing to end the fourth inning. Enter Ronald Acuna. Acuna comes in, Mike, and immediately has an impact. He's got an RBI and a hit already, and the Braves are now down 3-2, as I mentioned. But the thing about this is you're going, okay, that's great, Dukes. Listen, Mike and I both said this when we started the show. Why was Acuna sitting? And by the way, it was a two-out RBI, Olson. A two-out RBI when you have to come through big with guys right on base. So, you know, my thing is all of these games matter right now. This is a big division series. And I would have preferred for Ronald to start. Either way, he's already in the game. Bottom of the sixth now. It just ended, and Mike, we're down one run.
Yeah, I texted Carl when I saw this today from Grant. I was like, I get it. It's a doubleheader, but you didn't play yesterday. And this is a team that you're looking up in the standings, and you lose a full game when you lose to these guys. I said to Carl during the commercial break, like you're playing the A's. Okay, this really has a little more juice to it, although it's still early in the season. Either way. I like Snicket. I've always defended him, but I thought that was a weak move today.
All right. Before we get into fourth and one, which is brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers, check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coming up in less than 15 minutes, our buddy Sam Mitchell, SiriusXM. He covers and certainly played in the NBA for a long time. NBA TV. We'll get into all of the playoff conversation, and we'll ask him about Ant-Man as well here in about 15 minutes. The Falcons signed someone.
Yeah, man. We were wondering when this was going to go down, basically all throughout the preseason, you know, all pre-draft, and that was Ryan Neuzel, because Drew Dalman signed with the Bears, right? And Neuzel was out there, and it was a tendered offer where basically we could match, the Falcons could match anybody who threw a contract at him. Not sure if that ever happened, but Ryan Neuzel signs a two-year, $9.5 million deal with the Falcons, $6.5 million in guaranteed money. So basically pennies on the dollar by NFL standards. His agent, Drew Rosenhaus, reports that to Adam Schefter. Mark Ramondi tweeted it. He was a restricted free agent in the offseason. He's already been practicing, so he's been a part of OTAs as the deal was getting done. So good for him. They're certainly happy with him. We wondered where they were going to try to maybe kick the tires in free agency. There weren't many centers out there, and we didn't draft anybody necessarily that could play center, so it's Ryan Neuzel's oyster.
Yeah, it's his job, and now that just makes it even more so official because we didn't know what the contract was going to look like. Mike, very reasonable with what they did there. Hey, man, more on the Falcons coming up. Sam Mitchell's on the way right now, though. Let's get to fourth and one. Everybody wondered, is he going to play both ways all the time? We're talking about Travis Hunter, Atlanta's own, who is now a Jacksonville Jaguar. Mike, Liam Cohen, who's the new head coach, says, look, he won't practice both sides of the ball the same day. So one day it's defense, if they're going to do this. The next day it's offense. Look, I don't know what this is going to look like when the season rolls around. Would you use him, by the way, like this? How much would you use him? We've had this discussion, Mike. 60%? 50%? 80% on offense? How much are you using Travis Hunter?
See, I said this, you know, pre-draft, and it's going to be a matter of how imaginative the offense and the defense he goes to, and a coach is cool with it, you know. And I would say if you feel this guy's the better wide receiver, then you can bring him in the nickel, you know, or you can bring him in your dime package. I mean, the way it was kind of explained to us, he was a wide receiver first, right? So you still have an ability in situations, and certainly if you've got a third and long, or, you know, you've got multiple wide receivers out there that you're kind of anticipating that, then why don't you put out one of your best defenders? I just think, you know, you're not going to have him go Chuck Bednarik. He's not going to play 200 play. I get all that. But I just think there's got to be a rhythm and a balance to it, which may change from game to game. But to me, you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't get him out there.
Here's the head coach of the Jags, Liam Cohen, talking about this.
We won't put him in that situation to have him do that, although I'm sure he'd probably want to. He still meets defensively every day that he's on offense, so he's getting the mental part of it and being able to catch up on some of the communication, some of the corrections off the film from the defensive side of the ball. So he's getting a lot of the mental, and it would probably be unfair to put him out on the grass and do both and ask him to go do that and see success.
It's a bold trade, guys. They're trying to get some buzz down there in Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence, they're getting him another weapon potentially. We'll see how it shakes out. Meanwhile, Mike, Caleb Williams addressing the media for almost 4 minutes yesterday. I thought this was an apology, to be honest with you. I thought it was him saying, yeah, I kind of didn't want to come to Chicago. And then he said, but I came here and I met with everybody and I'm glad I'm here and we're going to change the course of this thing. But if he doesn't address it, then everybody, including us, thinks that he doesn't want to be there. Because that's the report from right. Chef Wickersham, who has this new book coming out that says, hey, his dad was trying to get him up out of there. They were trying to avoid going to Chicago.
And that story and that book that you mentioned coming out, I mean, you can imagine, we were joking around the day it dropped, you know, Chicago Talk Radio, like that old cab driver had. If Fields don't want to be here, he can get the hell out of here. I mean, and tell your listeners what a blank off Jay Cutler is while you're at it. So, yeah, that's a tough town, you know, where there was already a perception that this guy was West Coast soft, even though he did start his career in Oklahoma. And there was already a lot of old, you know, farts when it came to pre-draft stuff. Remember the stuff that was said about him, his passion for the game? You know, and so you're already kind of behind the eight ball. Not to mention, you didn't have a great coaching staff for him. So his first year was basically a waste of everyone's time. So, yeah, I think he's got to do a little bit of fence bending on that one. But just, you know, just blame your dad. Yeah, my dad said that. I love Chicago.
He said he shut his dad down a little bit throughout this process. Here's Caleb Williams, the Bears quarterback.
Through all of, you know, what was, you know, going on, through all of what happened in, you know, last year and previous years, I think that was enticing. I think that was something that was glaring to me that, you know, I wanted to come here and, you know, be the guy and be a part and be a reason on why, you know, Chicago Bears turned this thing around. So that last thing that was said and all of that, I think was the most important thing, is that I wanted to be here, that I love being here. I love my teammates. You know, I love all the people that got me here.
Okay.
There you go. There you go. Put it out. Hey, you know what? You throw for 300 yards the first week, no one's going to remember what your dad said about Chicago.
Win.
And you win. And a few touchdowns wouldn't hurt.
That's it. Kenny Pickett, by the way, was with the Eagles. He's now with the Browns. He's one of the guys.
Too close.
That is competing. Look, they're all competing for the backup job right now. It's Joe Flacco's job, at least to start the season, we think. But Kenny Pickett said, look, the Eagles showed me some things, and I am able to bring that here.
I'm extremely grateful for my time in Philly. I think I just, you know, we're showing how it's supposed to be done, really, from the top down. So when you get a chance to see what it's supposed to look like and how it should look on a day-to-day basis, not just on Sundays, you know, I think it'll pay dividends for me, you know, in the future.
I guess that didn't happen in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, nobody wants you there in Cleveland, Kenny. Let's be real.
Is he taking a shot there?
A little bit.
You're telling me the Steelers don't know how to do it day in and day out? Like, to me, that's a cheap shot.
Yeah. I mean, is that directed at Arthur? Or he's already gone?
Arthur was
with us when that was going down.
But remember, Pickett and we're talking about Mike Tomlin. When he was like, you're not as good. Fine, I'll trade you.
Look, they had 4 years to handicap this guy as a draft pick. And he was so average.
He was average.
He doesn't pass the eye test. I mean, he's looking up at Mitchell Trubisky, you know, career-wise. And then to add insult to injury, the Browns, what is your take on this? The fact that Cleveland put it out there on social media, keeping track of stats for OTAs, like, you know, Shedeur Sanders had an imaginary touchdown over the two imaginary touchdowns that, you know, somebody else threw. What do you make of that?
Yeah, they put out a graphic, and it had Joe Flacco was 9 of 12 today in 0 touchdowns. Shador.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Was 10 of 16 and 3 touchdowns and whatnot.
They're trying to make him look right. Look certain guys.
Throwing against air or 7-on-7s, right?
Yeah, no pressure. Nobody's getting tackled and nobody is in your face. 9-on-7, 11-on-11. I don't care what it is. Look, this is about timing and placement and accuracy. I told you guys he had all that. Shador's got all that, right? So if that is the reports, which I'm laughing at, great. We shouldn't be surprised. You're going, man, he's accurate. He was accurate in college. It's 74%, guys, over 2 years. It's the best accuracy of any quarterback in college football over the last 5 or 6 years. With that said, Mike, this is overinflated. I mean, who cares about what guys' percentages are in OTAs? Either way, I don't know. I shouldn't be surprised. Hey, man, let's hear from John Harbaugh. Mike, how hard was it to cut Justin Tucker, one of the best kickers ever?
You're talking about, you know, arguably the best kicker in the history of the game, you know. And like we said, it's multi-layered, it's complicated, but you've got to, in the end, it all backs up. It all comes back to what you have to do to get ready for your team to play the first game. And I think if you step back and you take a look at all the issues and all the ramifications, you can understand that, you know, we've got to get our football team ready and we've got to have a kicker ready to go. And that was the move that we decided to make.
Was it really that hard, though?
No, he was terrible, and then he has all this weird sex stuff, allegedly, off the field. You know, I remember we had Mina Kimes, other people were losing their minds at the Ravens when they cut him loose, kind of paid tribute to his accomplishments on the field, because he's never coming back.
Yeah.
You know, that was why. I mean, and, you know, they just wanted a terse, Justin Tucker's been released, and that's it. And they decided no, because he still has not had any civil suits play out, and this is still America, where you're innocent until proven guilty, even in the court of public opinion. But he was terrible. Getting back to the matter at hand, this guy went from being one of the greatest money kickers in the NFL, Carl, to missing extra points and just being totally unreliable.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't think, to your point, look, with all the smoke, this wasn't a hard decision. It just wasn't. This wasn't like, man, he's done nothing. I don't know. Like, you put all that out there, and I think everybody in the room, you're shaking your head. Yeah, he's got to go. He's got to go.
Right.
He's got to go.
It's just untenable. Curious to see, speaking of our kicker, because Ku's been in the same situation. Not the off-the-field stuff.
Sure.
But, I mean, the Ku's been so money. And then, unfortunately, he just lost his way and cost us a bunch of games. And, look, if you got an injury, that's not an excuse. If you're out there in uniform, coaching staff expect you to perform. You know, unless you're that bum we brought in against the Commanders, in which case it was, I guess the range is kind of like 35 yards and in.
Bum.
Justin Fields, Carl, speaking of Fields and former Arthur Smith protege, says no added emotion playing the Steelers in week one for the Jets.
Liar!
Yeah, I think that's going to be a fib. I think he's going to look to certainly put some points on the board. Still waiting to see who that quarterback's going to be. We're going to talk to Steve Wyche next hour and see if Steve's got any insight about the whole Aaron Rodgers thing, which still hasn't happened with them.
No, and look, I said, Mike, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I ain't showing up to a camp. Seriously. Mm. And if the Steelers don't do anything from a quarterback perspective, Kirk Cousins, meaning they make a move to go get him, then they know that that's the situation. Guys, that's late July. That's mid-July, at least, for teams to start preparing for camp. All right, we're coming back. Sam Mitchell's going to join us, SiriusXM, NBA TV, longtime coach and player in the league. We'll ask Sam about all the things that are going on in the NBA, and OKC is in the NBA Finals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.